Hello and welcome to Radio 1's movie podcast. And it's a new person talking to you. It's me, Ali Plum, your new Radio 1 and One Extra movie reviewer. Yes, that's a job. And yes, I have it. It's ridiculous. So thank you for listening. I couldn't be more grateful. I think you probably want to get to know the person that's talking to you right now. And to do that, I've hired this guy. You're going to love him. Greg James. He did this questionnaire with me on the radio. And I think it's the best way you're ever going to get to know anyone ever. So here's me in just a few questions and a few answers.
BBC Radio 1.
And good afternoon, Ali Plum.
Hello.
It is a pleasure to welcome you to the show. Welcome to Radio 1. You are Radio 1's brand new film reviewer. And this is it. This is your new home.
I can't believe it.
Your home. And you're going to be on my show every single Thursday. So we're very excited to get going. You feeling good?
I'm feeling great.
We need to get to know you very shortly. We've got a little questionnaire, okay? But also, what I want to do now is just... I feel like there's something I need to get it out of my system so that it doesn't become a thing forever. And it's because you've got an incredible surname.
Go for it.
And I know I know that this would have been done a million times. You know, you went through school. This would have happened. Because you're Plum, it's just... It's too easy. So if I just get it done now, and I do love a pun... Do you like a pun?
Do I like a pun?
Yeah.
I love a pun.
Right, well, we're going to get on absolutely fine. But I just feel like... And the listeners have helped me out as well. Adam in Oxford says, if the film's emotional, let's check to see if he's got a heart of stone or not. Steve in Devon, instead of giving the films a star rating, maybe he could give them a Plum rating. We've got someone here who says, I'm sure he'll be having a very nice time doing the movie reviews. Can you ask him if he's ever used Orange Wednesdays?
For legal reasons, I cannot use Orange Wednesdays. My dad's really insistent.
Okay. Greg in Stevenage, is his dad a university professor? Did he ever get accused of murder? Please be careful if there are candlesticks about.
Yes, candlesticks, you need to worry about. Lead pipes as well.
Okay. Aaron in Norwich, please can you ask if his favourite film is Plumdog Millionaire? Hannah in York says, please can you give each film a plums up or a plums down? And can we just check that Ali is absolutely ripe for this job, says Shane in Chesterfield.
I hate to say this, but two of those I'd never heard before, ever.
Which ones?
Plums up and plums down.
Really?
Well, most of my friends are saying that they're really glad I've joined Radio Plum.
Great. It's wonderful to have you here. You have been picked as the Radio 1 film reviewer. It is a Plum job. We're going to get all the juicy gossip out of you, so it's for me to say now, welcome and hello, me old fruit.
I'm a very plucky guy.
All right, so let's. We're actually going to get some work from you. We're going to get a film review shortly. What is that film today, please?
The Hateful Eight.
Okay, and that's the Tarantino one.
Yes, has nothing to do with plums.
Sadly. So we'll get to the film review of the new Tarantino film shortly. But before the show today, I gave you a questionnaire, and I've filled out the same one as well. It's just a little getting to know each other type thing. There's 10 questions on it, so we're just going to go through it. So these are very basic questions. It's just for the listeners to get a gauge of where you are in your movie world, where I am, and where we can all start on an even playing field. Question one, favourite Vin Diesel movie?
Saving Private Ryan.
Explain.
He's in it.
Doing what?
He's a soldier.
Oh. See, I went for the obvious, Fast and the Furious. Question two, movie which makes you laugh the most?
Airplane. And I have scientific proof to back that up.
Already, we are best friends.
Right. Believe it or not, we're having our first on-air hug.
Ali, that is my favourite film. It's the film that makes me laugh. It's the same answer.
We did it, guys.
It's not Mr. and Mrs., but that's this is job done. Okay, movie that makes me laugh the most, I put Dumb and Dumber / Airplane.
Did you know that there are officially 3 laughs per minute? There was a scientific research report. There are 3 laughs per minute in Airplane.
Okay.
Naked Gun comes a close second for me.
I'm in love with you. Sorry. Question three. The last movie that made you cry?
Paddington 3 times.
Ratatouille for me.
What? No.
Paddington / Ratatouille. I watched it on Christmas Day.
However, I will just say I was on a plane. The altitude affects emotion. Question four. Favourite Disney movie character?
I'm going left field. Kronk from Emperor's New Groove.
Okay, I've gone easy. Simba. Question five, best ever sequel?
I could say Dark Knight, I could say Godfather Part 2, I could say Aliens. I'm going to go for 22 Jump Street.
Interesting, I did Home Alone 2. Best soundtrack to a movie ever?
Pulp Fiction or
And this is personal, Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels.
Great. I've gone for a more modern one, Grand Budapest Hotel.
Interesting.
Seven. Which is your favourite Will Ferrell movie?
It's not Anchorman or Zoolander or Elf. It's the Lego movie.
Oh, good shout.
I bloody love it.
Good shout. I went for the obvious. I went for Anchorman. I just think it's the best one. Question eight. Best movie you've ever seen?
The Big Lebowski.
Interesting. I did go for Airplane. Nine, or Blazing Saddles. Nine, name a movie that everyone says you should have seen but you haven't.
You know this is cruel because it means, you know, The Omen and, to be really arty, The Bicycle Thieves.
Okay, I haven't seen either of those. My one is really embarrassing. You'll probably hate me for this. Lord of the Rings.
What?
Yeah.
On earth? I can't take back a hug, can I?
No, you know, give me a book, I'll read it. Don't want to see the film of it. Not interested. Same with Harry Potter.
You're going to hate this. There are three of them.
Yeah, too many. It's too many of them. It's gone. Best quote from a movie?
Say hello to my little friend.
Great.
Or from The Big Lebowski, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
Okay. And I went for, you better tell the captain we've got to land as soon as we can. This woman has to be gotten to a hospital. A hospital? What is it? It's a big building with patients, but that's not important right now. From Airplane. There we go. We know each other.
BBC Radio 1.
So that's me in a nutshell. Don't need to know anything else. But this week there was a movie that came out. Every week movies come out. Anyway, so there was one in particular that I want to draw your attention to. It is The Hateful Eight from Quentin Tarantino. I spoke to Trevor Nelson on his One Extra show, and here's my review of the film. Quentin Tarantino's eighth movie. Here's what I thought.
BBC Radio
1 Extra.
So we're here to talk about The Hateful Eight.
Yes, indeed. Quentin Tarantino is back. And it's really, really divisive. Listeners have already come in and had a conversation about it, and I think they might be right. This one is 187 minutes long. That's long.
That is long.
But if you're not in the know, basically, it's about these eight Wild West characters who find themselves trapped in a Wild West cabin during a blizzard. It's kind of a murder mystery. It's very witty. It's very bloody. And to give you a taste of this really amped-up style Quentin's got going on here, here's a clip of the film with a little bit of Kurt Russell.
This here is Daisy Domergue. She's wanted dead or alive for murder. When that sun comes out, I'm taking this woman to hang. Is there anybody here committed to stopping me from doing that?
Looks like Minnie's haberdashery is about to get cozy.
Got room for one more?
Fine cast.
At the very end, you heard Samuel Jackson.
Of course.
He's totally walks away with this movie. He is unbelievable. The end of the first act, and by the way, some cinemas are showing this with an intermission. That's how long
it is. I would like that. A little break, 10-minute break. Why not?
Grab a coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to find out where they're doing that.
Many places. Go have a look. But Samuel Jackson walks away with this one. But there is a reason why everyone wants to work with Quentin, and he's got the answer for us right here. He spoke to us earlier, and this is why people want to work with Quentin so much.
I think they respond to the material, and I think they respond to me as a person. But also they respond to the experience. It's a special place on my set. I run my sets in a way that is very creative. And, you know, one of the things that I do that's different, a no cell phone, no electronics policy. Now, part of that was I just don't want a cell phone going off and ruining a take. But as time has gone on, it's turned into something else because people aren't engaging and they're not focused on the scene that's going on. They're focused on their iPhones and they're focused on their devices. Forget about the fact that they're not paying that much attention to the scene that we're all trying to create. They're not paying that much attention to each other.
Oh, there you go.
He's talking about his actors.
Yeah, he hates phones, it turns out.
I thought he was talking about us in the cinema. Everyone leave your phone at the door. Wow, I'm getting the picture that when people are filming normal movies, they might have their phone on them.
Yeah, imagine
looking at texts in between takes.
You can't imagine The Godfather with like Robert De Niro getting his phone out.
True.
It'd be amazing.
True.
So I like this film. A lot of people won't. I think the way I'm looking at it is, if you love Quentin Tarantino, you like Reservoir Dogs, you like Pulp Fiction.
That's it.
If you're into it, you're going to love this movie. Yeah. If you aren't already into Quentin, just step away from this one because it's not going to turn you around. It is really self-indulgent, and unless you're into it, maybe just step away from the vehicle. Still, if you ask me to give it...
Well, before you do, is it a lot of rambling dialogue? This is a three-hour film. Okay, I'm sitting there. Come on, be honest. When I watch a good film, I never look at my watch. never look at my watch. But I know when I'm starting to get a little bit, that's when the watch comes out, I look at the watch, I start thinking, I think I might want to use the loo, even though I don't.
Yeah, that's the test. Do I want a sneaky loo trip? I would say there is some ramble going on, but it's so witty and so well written that if you're willing to invest in it, you will get something out of it. Just pay attention and I promise you.
Out of five?
Four for me.
Four's a good... Four's not bad.
But for many, it's going to be a two, I won't lie.
You really think that?
Some people are going to walk out of this and go, what did I just watch? But for me, I got a real kick out of it, and I reckon if you're a Tarantino fan...
Okay, we're going to talk about this next week because I'm off to see it tonight. Addy Plum, that's your first film reviewed on the show, our new film critic.
We'll make it clap.
We're clapping, mate.
We'll make it clap.
This is BBC Radio 1.
So as a bit of a bonus, as well as a review and an intro to me, I would like to talk about a few news headlines that have caught my eye over the past week. And there are some amazing ones. First of all, Harrison Ford, Han Solo himself, is officially the US box office's number one actor ever, with over $4.7 billion to his name. There is no human being in existence that has been in as many huge films. It's Star Wars The Force Awakens, of course, that's pushed it over the edge, which is officially the biggest film in the US ever. Bigger than Avatar, bigger than Titanic, bigger than you name it. So next thing I want to talk about in movie news is Emma Stone. You know Emma Stone, she's your favourite Emma Stone. She, of course, was in Spider-Man, The Amazing Spider-Man, and Amazing Spider-Man 2. She may appear in a Disney movie in the live-action remake of 101 Dalmatians. You thought Disney couldn't remake any more live-action movies from their animated back catalogue? You were wrong! 101 Dalmatians, and she may well play Cruella de Vil. An insane thought, but when you think about it, it really could work. Emma Stone in a black and white wig, massive coat, being evil. Maybe. Let's see. This one I love because I'm a massive fan. One more news story for you. There may be more. The number one selling DVD and or Blu-ray of 2015. If you can guess it, I'm going to give you 5 seconds to guess it. It's Paddington. You may have thought it was something else. Maybe you thought it was the best-selling Blu-ray, which was, in fact, Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies. That's the biggest-selling Blu-ray. But overall, including DVDs and Blu-ray, it's Paddington, everyone's favourite Peruvian bear. This makes me happy because I think it's one of the best films of recent years from Britain, and just generally, Paul King, the director, really knocked it out of the park, and I cannot wait for the sequel. It's just so funny and so heartwarming. And if you're not one of the millions of people who've picked it up on DVD, give it a shot. It's really amazing, and I can't recommend it enough. Finally, something completely different from Paddington to Rambo. Yes, I went there. Rambo, one of Sly Stallone's huge roles. Of course, Rocky is the other one. Rambo is hanging up his bow. There will be no more Sly Stallone Rambos ever again. He has promised the world that at the grand old age of, I believe, 67, he won't be doing it anymore. But he has suggested someone else to take up the role if they ever do a reboot. Ryan Gosling? Sure, why not? Ryan Gosling, Sly Stallone himself, has suggested Ryan Gosling as a potential Rambo substitute. This is Baby Goose we're talking about here. This is the man in The Notebook, suddenly with a bow and arrow that makes people explode. What a world we're living in. Yes, so that's just some of the amazing bits of news that came out this week. Tune in next week for yet more movie madness as I try to make sure you have all the information you need to survive your next pub quiz. And just before I go, I'm going to give you a recommendation for a movie that you may or may not have seen yet, something a little bit under the radar. So this one's connected to Sly Stallone. He's getting a lot of attention, awards attention, for his performance in Creed, which is coming out next week, and I cannot wait to talk to you about it. But if you want proof that he's a great actor and not just some lughead with massive muscles, and he does have massive muscles, he's fantastic in Copland. If you've not seen Copland, it's well worth your time. It's full of some amazing actors and some really good performances. It's a dark, twisty thriller about, you guessed it, cops. But if you haven't seen it, do check it out. So my recommendation for this week of an undercover gem would be Copland. So tune in next week for yet more of this. And I cannot say this enough. Thank you for listening.